Hi everyone, my name is Sabrina. I want to tell you how my parents evicted me from home. No, nobody opened the door in front of me and kicked me out. They did it in a much smarter way. It made me feel even worse. We've always been a pretty nice family. My dad is a wise and mature man. He's a real colonel. He's an army man. My mother is young and naive. My dad took her away when she was only 18. He almost brought her up himself. And of course, another member of the family is me. My family had a big age difference. 22 years. They didn't have a lot of money, so even evil people said that it was a real love between them. I was born early. Almost immediately after the wedding, my mom got pregnant and gave birth to me on time. Dad wanted a son, but sometimes genetics doesn't coincide with desires. So he had to raise a daughter. I had dad's character. I liked to fight. I wasn't like a girl up to 18. I was somewhere in the middle. Besides, I adored sports, especially shooting. I became a master of sports at 16, but I didn't use makeup and I didn't wear fancy dresses. But my parents always supported me in everything. They let me do shooting. They let me do swimming if I wanted. No problem. If I didn't want to wear a skirt, no big deal. I could wear boys' pants. To sum it up, we had love and mutual understanding. By the way, we never even quarreled unless it concerned trifles. For example, I didn't want to eat vegetables or go to bed early. Teenage years passed by easily. What's the point of behaving badly at that time if everything was great? Well, I had a habit to obey people older than me. This is a code of behavior that came in a professional sport. So you could say that I was a wonderful kid and almost a perfect teen for sure. By the way, I didn't have any problems with making friends. My friends just knew that I could only hang out until 9 p.m. Then it was curfew. They didn't even try to persuade me to stay. I entered college almost on the other edge of the country. It was because colleges with my specialization, which were close to me, were either very expensive or stuffed. Unfortunately, I wasn't a straight-A student, so I had to choose the college that was over 1,000 miles from home. Of course, my parents helped me as much as they could. They rented an apartment for me, and they helped me with money, but they couldn't give me too much. We weren't that rich. So, I got a part-time job. I also studied, but I couldn't visit my parents every weekend. I just couldn't do it physically. It was really far away. It lasted more than a day by train. It was way too expensive to go by plane. So I visited my family twice a year, for Christmas and on summer holidays. At that time, I bought a ticket to a plane and came back home like a Superman. I didn't notice anything suspicious or wrong the first time, only my guitar disappeared. I didn't part with it at school, but Mom said that my uncle wanted it, so she couldn't refuse him. Moreover, I didn't take it with me, and therefore, my parents thought that I didn't need it. It hurt a little, but I finally admitted that they were right. I didn't blame them. The second time, some of my clothes were missing. My parents said that they were old, and I didn't wear them anymore. My desktop computer was missing also. The explanation was almost the same. It's not worth anything if I don't need it. I didn't say anything again, but it was really unpleasant. I told my friend about that. She laughed and added that the next time, I would live on a mat near the door. Maybe they would rent a room. Alas, it turned to reality. The third time, I didn't find my personal library. I collected books by hook and by crook. I saved money almost on everything and even on lunches. There were few books, but some of them were great collector editions. Well, I came home, and there's no library. My parents just shrugged. They sold it because, ta-da, they were building a cottage in the country. They wanted to get old in their own small cottage with a river and a garden. With this money, they bought a beautiful table for a kitchen of the new house. They also got chairs of a real oak. Well, okay, I kept silent again. But at this time, I took all more or less valuable things with me. I was afraid to leave anything, but I couldn't put everything into my luggage. It was impossible. I had to leave the box with my postcards from my friends. I collected them all my life. I was ready to cry because I had to leave my plush toys. They were gifts from people whom I loved. There were also some stuff like figurines, framed photos, and so on. And yeah, the next time, I slept on a mat. My parents finally moved to the new cottage. They made a big dressing room for Mom, but they forgot about my room. They sold our apartment together with the things left in it. So for 2 weeks, I slept in the closet. I cried, counting my losses. I wanted to leave at once, but it was impossible. I had already bought the tickets back home. I couldn't exchange it, or I would lose half of my cost. Anyway, I haven't come home to my parents since that time. We communicate by video calls. They say they are waiting for me every time, but, you know, I think if you really love a person, miss him, you won't give his things away to different people. You will save each candy wrapper because it will remind you of this person. As for me, I just get that parents don't want me to visit them. Feel free to comment if you've had the same situation. Please put a like. No big deal for you, but nice for me. Cherish those people close to you. At least, don't touch other people's things. It's not very nice.